Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
This is Donald Trump, and you're listening to the Rich Scioli Show.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to now bring up your daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. Laura, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I recognize that guy's voice you just had on there. How about that?
Yeah, that was he recorded that for me back in the primary, I think. And I got to see him back in November in the Oval Office. He was incredible. So how are you doing, senior advisor to the Trump campaign?
I'm doing great. Listen, I'm doing probably like most parents are right now on day 11 now that we've been quarantined. I'm in New York, so obviously it's been a different situation to be working from home and here with my kids. You'll probably hear one or both of them in the background, a dog or two. But listen, we're lucky. We're healthy. We're getting to spend more time together as a family. But it is getting a little tedious trying to keep my 2.5-year-old entertained, as I'm sure many parents out there can appreciate.
Yeah, and you just had a baby, right?
I did, yeah. I have a 7-month-old daughter named Carolina. So she's the easy one now because, you know, babies at that age sleep most of the day. But my son is up tearing the walls down in our house. But we'll get through it. Everyone will be fine.
Yeah, so my wife is pregnant. She's due in like 3 weeks. And so we've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So after the show, I'll be homeschooling them. And my wife is due. I mean, really, she could any day now, you know. So, yeah, we're all just trying to get through this and keep our sanity. And, you know, it's some days are better than others, I guess. So
yeah,
I will tell you that I'm very grateful for Trump wine right now.
So. Always a good thing to have around in a pinch, in a quarantine situation, at a party. When you take it to your liberal friends' houses, they love it. So, yes, Trump wine is always the way to go.
You have an event tonight. It's going to be a virtual event, right?
Yeah, you know, we're in a unique situation. Obviously, this is a campaign year. We were running full steam ahead with the campaign. We'd done bus tours for our Women for Trump coalition in different parts of the country. We had a bunch scheduled, but in the days of coronavirus, we are all trying to figure out ways to do things virtually instead of in person, at least for the next several weeks or however long this takes to get through. So tonight at 7 p.m., you can go to DonaldJTrump.com to RSVP. But Kayleigh McEnany, our press secretary, and Chris Carr, who works with us at the campaign, our political director, and I are all going to do a kind of virtual town hall and talk about coronavirus, how we're dealing with it as parents, address concerns people have, let people know how they can still be involved to help the president get reelected right now and volunteer for the president. Even if you're quarantined at home, there's still a lot of work to be done and a lot that you can do. So to join us at 7 o'clock tonight, we'd love to see everybody there.
You know, I think he's doing a terrific job. I really do. I think that these briefings every day are excellent. I love that he turns over to the experts. You know, that's one thing people who don't know him don't realize is that he absolutely listens to experts. He takes advice from people. And I just think he's handling this terrific. He's reassuring the nation. I'm very proud of how he's handling it.
Oh, well, thank you. Listen, we're really proud as well. And one of the things I keep thinking about is the fact that think how lucky we are to have had Donald Trump in office for 3+ years when this coronavirus situation showed up. We are so set up as a country so well, and think about how bad it could be if we possibly had another president in the White House. You look at the fact that our economy was so strong, that so many people were back to work, that this country was in such a great place. Now, we will get back there. It won't happen overnight, but we're going to come out of this because the country was so strong beforehand. It could have been much, much different and much worse for this country if not for Donald Trump making sure that the country was firing on all cylinders and everything was working so well. So, listen, I feel lucky as well that we had the great setup that we did from this president to make sure that we are able to come out of this and be the great, successful country that the United States has always been and will always continue to be. So I think about that all the time. We're really lucky that he was there to help us with that.
Laura Trump, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're busy with the kids, so I'll let you go. But before I do, can Eric send me some Trump wine?
Oh, my gosh. I'll make sure I put a bug in his ear for that. So,
right,
yeah, keep on the lookout. Your wife will need it in about 3 weeks, too.
Exactly right. All right, sign up tonight and do the virtual meeting with Laura Trump and Kaylee McEnally. Thank you so much, Laura. Have a great day. Hang in there, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.